This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Phuket Tourist Police are poised to improve marine and coastal safety by setting up service centres on Phuket's beaches, starting initially with Kamala and Karon Beach. The Tourist Police Division 3 Chief says we've been planning on the project to set up tourist service centres at Phuket's busiest beaches. The centres will be based in mobile modified shipping containers. Each centre has two tourist police with an ATV vehicle. He said we're planning to set up the centres on 12 Phuket beaches. We'll start with Kamala and Karon first. It's expected to be done before New Year, as there will be a lot of tourists during that time, especially those locations. Five Katu police have been transferred to the Phuket Provincial Police Station after a gambling den raid on Tuesday night. More than 56 gamblers were arrested at the time. The commander said that all five police are now working at the provincial office whilst an investigation is being taken place on allowing gambling dens in the area. He says we've been strictly enforcing the prevention of any gambling in Phuket. And the drop-off in Chinese tourists has caused the Thai government to come up with some creative ideas to reinvigorate the tourist sector leading into this year's high season. The Tourism and Sports Minister has given the green light for the Amazing Thailand Grand Sale Passport privileges that were set to start from yesterday until January the 15th. The TAT is joining the Finance Ministry to set additional special areas at tourism areas or department stores for tourists to facilitate convenient and quick refunds of their VAT. There's also going to be some changes to the visas offered. Firstly, a single entry visa will be allowed to be changed into a double entry visa with travel required within 6 months at the same fee of 1,000 baht per person. The Cabinet's also approving a re-entry permit to facilitate foreign tourists who visit Thailand's neighbouring countries to return to Thailand without making another request. A Phuket woman's filed a lawsuit with the civil court against Bangkok Hospital Phuket for 19 million baht in compensation after an alleged error during an operation has left her bedridden. The lawsuit was filed with the Consumers Case Division of the civil court. The lawsuit alleges that a mistake on the part of the hospital caused the woman to become bedridden after she received an operation to remove a tumour in her uterus on August in 2016. She's demanding 19 million baht in compensation for the difficulties in her life and for subsequent medical costs since the operation. And the Acting Immigration Bureau Chief, Major General Surachat Hakpan, yes, him again, he's arrested two Thais who were collecting Phuket beach entrance fees. Surachat said, "We've arrested the pair who were collecting the entrance fees for people to visit Freedom Beach. They were collecting the fees from Thais and foreigners. Police have taken over a year to investigate and take legal action against the two suspects." He said that Freedom Beach is a part of a national park. No one is permitted to collect fees from visitors unless mandated by the government. He said they were asking 200 baht per person to enter the beach. They've been doing it for a year and earning about 10,000 baht per day. I think I'm in the wrong business. And a campaign in Bangkok yesterday is urging women to overcome cultural practices that make them susceptible to acts of violence and sexual assault. One of the high-profile speakers at the activity, supermodel Sarinya Cindy Bishop, said women may be upset, but they must not give in, referring to the foundation's slogan, designed to give women a positive outlook on life. The campaign's been organised by the Women and Men Progressive Movement Foundation, and it was held at the Victory Monument.